Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener hears the news first, the headlines. Chairman of the Corruption Eradication Commission panelists for first debate of presidential candidate. General Election Commission allows campaign team to present vision mission separately. Now the news in detail. Chairman of Corruption Eradication Commission Agus Raharjo has become one of the panelists for the first debate of presidential and vice presidential candidates for 2019 presidential election. The first debate will be held in Seoul, Jakarta on January the 17th. The commission finally appointed 6 people as panelists for the first debate of the candidates for 2019 election. The appointees are the Corruption Eradication Chairman Raharjo, Constitutional Law Expert Margarito Kamis, International Legal Expert Hikmahanto Juwana, former Chairman of the Supreme Court Bagir Manan, Chairperson of National Human Rights Commission or Komnas HAM Ahmad Taufik Damanik, and a lecturer for Constitutional and Administrative Law Bivitri Susanti. General Election Commission KPU allowed the presidential candidates' campaign team to deliver their vision and mission separately after the two candidate peers had disagreed on the mechanism presentation earlier planned on January the 9th. KPU Chairman Arief Budiman remarked after a meeting on the presidential candidates' debate on Saturday that the candidate peers can present their vision and mission on their own. The time and location will be decided by them. He admitted to it being difficult for the commission to accommodate both teams harboring different aspirations, while in fact, there is no regulation in place that necessitates candidates to disseminate information about their vision and mission. The plan to present the candidate's vision and mission was initiated by the commission and both peers' campaign teams. He noted that the commission will facilitate the presentation after the two teams reach an agreement on implementing the delivery of the vision and mission. Budiman remarked, presentation of the vision and mission is aimed at providing complete information on the candidate's vision and mission and not partial information. While in a debate, this might be conveyed partially. State-owned airport operator Angkasa Pura II will continue to develop Jenderal Besar Sudirman Airport in Wirasaba Village, Bukadaja District, located around 11 km from the center of Purbalingga Regency. According to Angkasa Pura II President Director Muhammad Nawaluddin, in a statement received in Jakarta on Saturday, the first phase of the construction will be carried out in January this year. The Angkasa Pura II is going to provide a total budget of 320 billion rupiah for the airport development. The development of the airport includes the construction of 30 times 1,600 meters of runway, new passenger terminals, passenger parking areas, as well as cargo terminals. Supporting facilities which will be built in the initial stage includes motorized vehicle parking lots that can accommodate 70 cars and 172 motorcycles, polyclinics, prayer room, airport maintenance buildings, cargo shelters, sewage treatment, security offices, and buildings for other airport operations. With the improvement in air and land facilities as well as airport infrastructure development, it is expected that the C-212 aircraft can land on the airport. Ahead of the upcoming April 17th election, the Constitutional Court is ready to face any number of disputes reported during the election process. At present, the Constitutional Court has also socialized the Constitutional Court regulations to all political parties participating in the election. It was revealed by the head of Constitutional Court, Anwar Usman, after delivering his speech at the 50th opening Senate meeting of Malang Brawijaya University on Saturday. Anwar Usman said this was because, in addition to simultaneous implementation of the legislative election and presidential election, the constitutional mandate, the Constitutional Court also needed to carry out socialization to all political parties participating in this election. A pioneer expedition of a merchant ship from Aceh arrived in Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, India, which transported various samples products from Aceh. A press release from Indonesian Embassy to India received in Jakarta on Saturday said the merchant ship arrived in Port Blair on Thursday. The expedition started from Malahayati Port in Aceh Besar on December 29, 2018, bringing various samples products from Aceh, such as coffee, vegetables, spices, vegetable oil, furniture, cement, and sand to be exhibited in Port Blair City. The expedition team, consisting of one captain and six crew members, sailed from Aceh using KM Aceh Millennium. Indonesian Islamic University of Yogyakarta sent 11 students to participate in the 2019 Batch 7 student-teacher exchange in the Southeast Asia in the Philippines and Thailand. Vice Chancellor for Networking and Entrepreneurship at Indonesian Islamic University Wiryonora Harjo said in Yogyakarta on Saturday that the program would provide experience for students in undergoing teaching practices in schools in the Philippines and Thailand. According to him, the DC Teacher Project program is to prepare prospective teachers to have a global outlook and have competitive skills in ASEAN. East Sumba Regency East Nusa Tenggara Province is ready to develop cherry blossom tourism as a new tourist destination. As quoted by Antara East Sumba Regent Gideon Mlijora in Kupang Saturday said that there were hundreds of cherry trees being reproduced by environmental agency to be developed on a large scale starting in 2019. He added the development of this new tourist attraction began with the planting of sakura tree saplings at the number of points inside Waingapu City, such as in front of the region's office, youth field, and city park. Gideon Bliora said he was optimistic that the development of sakura flower tourism would become a new tourism branding in the region, because so far, tourists could only find it in Japan. Well, listener, that was the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with weekly item, Spotlight of the Week. Today it's on President Emphasizes Disaster Mitigation Importance. Stay tuned. The government will immediately handle and emphasize the importance of disaster mitigation. This is to reduce the risk of casualties due to the disaster. When conducting a review on Waimuli Village, Raja Basa Subdistrict South Lampung Regency in Lampung, President Joko Widodo instructed his staff to immediately carry out these steps. South Lampung and the Banten coast are areas affected by the Sunda Strait tsunami, which reportedly left 437 people killed, more than 14,000 people injured, and at least 2,000 houses destroyed. President Joko Widodo promised to immediately rebuild homes of residents affected by the tsunami. President Joko Widodo in South Lampung on Wednesday said there were no temporary shelters, so the houses would immediately be built. The construction of the houses at the same time also relocated them from the previous area. At present, the government has prepared 2 hectares of land, which is about 400 meters from the original location, for relocation. The new residential location is considered relatively safer from similar disasters. The president emphasized special planning as a disaster mitigation effort. According to him, special planning is area close to the coastline has been urged to be done to reduce the risk of casualties due to disasters. As is known, in South Lampung, there were 118 people dead and 490 houses damaged. The number of casualties was allegedly because the residents' houses were mostly located right on the beach. In addition to special planning, disaster mitigation is also carried out by increasing awareness and educating the public regarding disaster management as early as possible. For this reason, the government has prepared disaster-related curricula into students and community education. Disaster education will begin in January this year, both at the school and community level, especially the areas where the possibility of a disaster is large, whether it's landslides, earthquakes, or tsunamis. Meanwhile, Interior Minister Cahyokumolo said his staff were designing a rule that disaster mitigation was included in the regional priority scale.
According to Cahyo Kumolo, with this rule, the regions are increasingly ready to face disasters. On the other hand, in handling disaster, not all depend on the central government, including when the regional emergency response periods can directly deal with the impact of the disaster. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with January the 6th, 1919. Theodore Roosevelt died. Theodore Roosevelt was the 26th President of the United States. He served twice from 1901 to 1909. Before becoming President, Roosevelt was Vice President of the United States under President William McKinley. He replaced William McKinley, who was killed. He became the youngest President then at 42 years. Turning to January 6, 1931, Thomas Alva Edison submitted the latest patent application. Thomas Alva Edison was an inventor and entrepreneur who developed many important tools. In 1870, Edison invented a better telegraph machine. In 1874, he created a large and the first scientific workshop in the world. In 1977, he found gramophone. And then 2 years later, he managed to find an electric lamp and later found a projector for small films. In 1882, he installed electric lights on the streets and houses 1 kilometer away in New York City. That was the first time in the world that electric lights have been used on the streets. He held 1,093 patents recorded in his name. I'll end with January the 6th, 1977, demonstration supporting Imam Khomeini. Massive demonstrations were carried out by residents of various cities in Iran following the publication of an article insulting Imam Khomeini in the Etel Alt newspaper published that day. The Shah Pahlavi regime in power in Iran at that time printed the article with the aim of reducing people's love for Imam Khomeini. It turned out that, on the contrary, the Iranian people were even very angry and held a massive demonstration. A year later, the Islamic Revolution led by Imam Khomeini overthrew Shah Pahlavi from his power. Well, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Tak henti menggoda. setiap langkahku. Engkau adalah permataku.
That was Permata Hati, sung by Harvey M. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we will present is My Indonesia.
This is Sarah Rosafis, Voice of Indonesia, with daily segment My Indonesia. Today, it's on sports science and knowledge to build children's achievement. Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi in his remarks read out by Deputy Assistant 3 Alman Hudri explained Indonesia needs knowledge, especially in the field of sports science. It should be tailored to the needs of industry and the development of science and technology in the millennium era of Industry 4.0. in scientific seminars and workshops in the framework of the design of Indonesian sports education institutions, which took place on Thursday and Friday last week in Jakarta, Alman Hudri added, "It cannot be denied. The success of hosting and the achievements of the 2018 Asian Games provide a hard code to the international community that Indonesia is one of the major Asian countries in the field of sports. The success of organizing the 2018 Asian Games sports event makes Indonesia ready to compete with Asian sports giants." He said Indonesia was very well prepared if it was trusted to host the Olympic Games in 2032 in accordance with President Joko Widodo's expectations. As is known, the holding of the 2018 Asian Games has resulted in a number of big and proud legacy for the Indonesian nation. Among others are the International Standard Sports Venue in Jakarta and Palembang. This must be an example for other provinces in Indonesia to continue working hard to build their sports venues in their respective regions. So far, the public's understanding of sports education in Indonesia is only vocational science in the Faculty of Sports and Health Education. Meanwhile, chairperson of the Seminar and Workshop on Educational Institution Design, Heru Bramoro, said, along with the advancement of science and technology and the development of contemporary sports science epistemology with new and special competences, such as sports science and technology or sports science tech, sport industry, including business and marketing, the law, sport media and journalists, and others. In fact, said Heru Bramoro, in the World Sports Giants, they have long had an Olympic Studies Center, OSC, with a tiered and systematic syllabus. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seberapa pantaskah kau untukku tunggu? Cukup indah karirmu untuk selalu ku nantikan. Mampukah kau hadir dalam setiap mimpi burukku? Oh, mampukah kita bertahan di saat kita jauh?
Seberapa hebat kau untuk ku banggakan?
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Seberapa Pantas, sung by GAC. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special item featuring Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culinary, and also culture. Today, I will introduce you to Twin Lakes in West Sumatra Province. West Sumatra is famous for its natural beauty, like in Solok Regency, which is nicknamed the Land of a Thousand Lakes. Here, there are several lakes with extraordinary beauty, such as Kembar or Twin Lakes, located in Bungo Tanjung area, Alahan Panjang Solok Regency, West Sumatra. Kembar lakes have a backdrop of Talang Mountain and the last tea plantation in Solok. Because they are located in the plateau, the weather in this tourist area is pretty cool. These lakes are called Kembar or Twin Lakes because the two identical looking lakes are located close to each other in the Bukit Barisan area. People in West Sumatra call them Di Ateh or Upper Lake and Di Bawah or Lower Lake. If you want to see the similarities, you can go up to the top of the hill between the upper lake and the lower lake. When you are at the Di Bawah or lower lake, Di Ateh or upper lake is like on a hill. When you want to see Di Ateh or upper lake, you can see it from a point on the hill. It's rather difficult to understand. You should come and prove yourself the magic of this place. Both lakes have very clear water that you can see your own reflection on it. While from a distance, the water is blue. If you want to go around Di Ateh or Upper Lake, there is a motorboat called Antarnagari which is used by local farmers. On Sunday or national holidays, the boat would specifically serve tourist routes. As for Di Bawah or Lower Lake, unfortunately you cannot go around it. If you want to travel to Twin Lakes, it takes approximately 1.5 hours from Padang City with a travel bus in the direction of Alahan Panjang Solok Regency. Tourists will be taken along a 60-kilometer winding road. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Twin Lakes in West Sumatra Province. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Waktu hujan turun.
That was Belayan Sayang, sung by Glenn Fredly. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, environment and technology, even lifestyle. This edition presents the topic of Banyuwangi preparing for Global Geopark. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on a 3325 kHz or www.voinews.id or through the RRI Play application. Some regions in Indonesia have been recognized as geopark by the Education and Science and Culture Organization of the United Nations or UNESCO. Now it is the turn of several tourist attractions in Banyuwangi, East Java, to be part of UNESCO Global Park. There are Gunung Ijen or Ijen Mountain, Pulau Merah Beach, and Alas Purwo National Park. Secretary General of the UNESCO Global Geopark Network or GGN, Guy Martini, visited Banyuwangi on December the 29th until 31st to see how Banyuwangi preparations became the world's geological park site. To become a geopark, not only its natural beauty is taken into account, but also all aspects in it, including biodiversity and culture. The added value of Banyuwangi is to have a truly complete geological heritage and the Osing tribe, which has strong cultural roots. Guy Martini, as quoted by Liputan6.com, said that he was very impressed with the beauty of Banyuwangi, such as Mount Ijen and the Terracotta Gandrung Park with Gandrung dancers at the foot of Mount Ijen. According to Guy Martini, Banyuwangi is very potential and complete in terms of geological, natural environment, intangible cultural heritage, to biological diversity. He said with the efforts to become a world geopark, Banyuwangi was actually preparing a future home that would have a positive impact on residents, and Banyuwangi would later not be trapped in the flow of mass tourism. Minister of Tourism Yarif Yahya congratulated Banyuwangi Regency. For him, Banyuwangi will get multiple benefits if it is included in the UNESCO Global Geopark Network. Minister Arif Yahya said that the concept of sustainable tourism applied by Banyuwangi will be stronger. Likewise, the name Banyuwangi is increasingly global. And most importantly, Banyuwangi will get a promotion to the international community along with the hundreds of other world geoparks. For this reason, the Ministry of Tourism will continue to encourage all stakeholders to accelerate the necessary development so that Banyuwangi will quickly enter the UNESCO Global Geopark Network. This will encourage more foreign tourists to visit Banyuwangi. Well, that was miscellany today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye now.
pandanganku hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Di manakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah.
That was Aku Cinta Dia, sung by Alpha Singer. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Francisco Calvo Y. Garcia in Spain. In his email, Mr. Francisco Calvo prayed so that Indonesia can recover soon from the tsunami, and he also conveyed his greeting on New Year 2019. He sends his wishes for peace and happiness. Hello, Mr. Francisco Calvo. Thank you very much for your concern on our country. Hopefully, all disasters which have happened in our country will recover soon. Amen. And we also wish you all the best along this year. Amen. While Mr. Francisco Calvo, please keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your report. Listener, now we will reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika. He was listening to our broadcast on December 30, 2018 in English program through shortwave on frequency of 3325 kHz at 1324 hours UTC. And the SINPO was 43343. In his email, he said that he listened to our segment Listener's Mailbag which replied reception reports coming from around the world, such as Germany, Japan, India, and Venezuela. He also really enjoyed Indonesian popular songs we have played. In his email, he also hoped he would be able to visit Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. How are you? We hope you are listening to our segment Listener's Mailbag now. We wish your dream will come true. And please stop by at our office, Voice of Indonesia, on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Central Jakarta. Our office is close to the National Monument, or popularly known as Monas. Monas was built to commemorate the struggle for Indonesian independence. If you visit Indonesia, it will be an unforgettable experience for you. And if you want to know about all of Indonesian cultures and traditional houses or other things, you can come to Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, or Beautiful Indonesia Miniature Park. In this park, you can see personally the traditional houses as well as arts and cultures of all Indonesia's 32 provinces. Apart from that, there is a lake with a miniature of the Indonesian archipelago in the middle of it. There are also cable cars, museums, Keong Emas IMAX Cinema, a theater called the Theater of My Homeland or Theater Tanah Airku, and other recreational facilities. Hopefully, our info can make you more interested in visiting our country. Well, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report. Aku terkoda.
Terasa lepas semua beban, bebas dari himpitan problema. Untuk sementara saja, berpikir merasakan betapa tentramnya dunia. Ceriamu membelai rinduku, bersama kau melambung di dalam lamunku. Aku tergoda melihat senyumanmu, menghias raut pesona, membuat sesak di dada. Aku terpana dengan tawa segar bunga menyapa, berharap hayalkan menjadi nyata.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Jordan C. J. Hayburn. He sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Jordan C. J. Hayburn told that he tried for the 2100 hours UTC broadcast, but it cut out at 2113 UTC in English. Hello, Mr. Jordan C. J. Hayburn. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. We will deliver this technical problem to our technical division. For our program schedule of our broadcast, you can find out on our website www.voinews.id. And as information, you can also send your messages or emails through this website. Thank you. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mr. Mrit Yunjoy Bera in India. In his email, Mr. Mrit Yunjoy Bera wants to convey his regards and heartfelt congratulations for Happy New Year 2019. Hello, Mr. Mrit Yunjoy Bera. Happy New Year too. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast and website. But we are really sorry for this moment we cannot provide your requests. As our apology, we will present a beautiful song for you. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRINet, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Kapur putih yang pucat terasa penuh warna dan pelangi yang enggan datang pun berbinar.
That was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fanpage Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.